This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we are joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. Matt, good to have you with us today. A new scathing report out just today from a congressional committee claims that Amazon ignored its own findings from internal studies that looked into employee safety. The report alleges the company accepted the injuries to its workers as simply the cost of doing business. So this is a 159-page report. Break it down for us, Matt. What exactly does it outline?
So some of this is rehashing, you know, kind of what's been reported over the years, certainly in the press, but also with certain government agencies about how hard it is to work in an Amazon warehouse, right? There's a pretty grueling pace that's mandatory for folks who work there. But the new bits brought to light here, at least the new bits for a lot of readers today, was a couple of Amazon initiatives that were designed to figure out exactly why folks were getting hurt in Amazon warehouses, right? What the pain points were, what kind of activities were leading to injuries, and what they might do to fix it. And the revelations from Bernie Sanders' committee is that Amazon, in some cases, decided not to take their own employees up on those recommendations.
Could it have been an oversight, you know, maybe the front end of the dog not knowing what the tail end is doing? Or does it seem like it was pretty deliberate just to kind of ignore their own findings?
You know, so there's two stories here. The Senate committee staffers are telling is that, you know, Amazon is obsessed with delivery speed. You know, they want to get you packages as quickly as they can. And so they're kind of ignoring some of the recommendations their own folks made was in the service of that, right? Just, you know, keep that machine humming and make sure folks get their things on time. Amazon, of course, has a different view. You know, what they're telling us is that some of those conclusions that were reported by the committee were preliminary. In some cases, they didn't hold water once Amazon, you know, analyzed the findings further. You know, they say they found other ways to make their facility safer and say that there's nothing to see here and are accusing Bernie Sanders, who again chairs this committee, of picking selective facts to make a case here.
Let's back up just a little bit. What are some of the more common injuries that Amazon workers suffer from on the job?
So it's not a lot of headline grabbing stuff, right? Like it's not people getting crushed by forklifts or anything, but it's typically repetitive stress stuff, wrist injuries, lower back injuries, you know, ankle, knee. Working in an Amazon warehouse these days is an exercise in repetitive motion, right? It's reaching into a bin and grabbing something over and over again, doing it hundreds of times an hour, thousands of times over a 10-hour shift. That kind of stuff can add up, right? You know, there's people been left with, you know, lifelong pain, inability to grasp things, inability to twist their trunk after working in Amazon facilities. And so that's been a focus of both kind of the critiques of Amazon coming from, you know, workers' rights advocates and safety groups, you know, as well as something they've acknowledged is that they've got to do better on these musculoskeletal injuries, they call them.
So the report out today from Bernie Sanders' congressional committee, has Amazon responded?
They have. They've said, you know, Bernie Sanders is not telling the full story. You know, they say, you know, among other things, that a lot of the conclusions cited by the report were preliminary. You know, that Amazon, you know, cook up a bunch of different analyses of its workforce and its workplace practices, and that, you know, these were being taken out of context, right? You know, between the lines, though, they're making the case that, you know, Sanders has been a critic of Amazon's for a while, and that the senator going in, you know, had his own conclusions about the company, and they say he's just reiterated them here today.
So ultimately, would this report put enough pressure on Amazon to make some changes, or are they so big that they just keep doing what they're doing?
would hear Amazon tell it they've already made some changes. You know, they will cite the hundreds of millions they invest in workplace safety every year. But I think it's worth underlining how sort of strident their response has been to date. You know, they published a blog online before the report was even made public. They're proactively reaching out to news organizations to try to tamp down the stories. This is clearly something that has struck a nerve with them. You know, a sitting senator portraying their workplace in such an unfavorable light that they are clearly looking around the corner and want to be sure that this doesn't go any further.
All right, Matt, thank you. That's Matt Day at Bloomberg. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.